Welcome back to Frank's Backyard. Today we have another story for you called Under the Lamppost. But first, my neighbor Larry has dropped by to share a little ditty that he wrote just for Frank's Backyard.
Why do we care? Where is Frank? We don't know. Who is Frank? I don't know. He's got a story to tell us with a fuss. He is a guy who lives on the block. Who is Frank? We don't know. But he's gonna sit around the fire for a bit. Tell us a story. So, we're inviting everybody just to sit back tight, and just listen to what Frank has to say. He's kind of like the guy, you know, you bump into the grocery store and you feel bad for him, so you just kind of listen. And it's not really a listening, because there's a lot of things going on in your head at the same time, because it's like, why is this old guy talking to me? Taking up my time, so that's what it is. Nothing more, but I'm sure you'll come away a little bit smarter at Frank's place.
It was that storybook type of winter's evening in the seaside town. Folks were never prepared for snow here, for, well, it rarely snowed. It was colder than normal, too, and people were bundled up as they finished their day or started their evenings. Over by the hospital, it was now dark enough for the old-fashioned lamppost to light up. They were fully automated now, however, the town and hospital agreed that they would keep the older lamps in keeping with the classic characteristics of the town. Well, speaking of classic characters, there were also classic characters that lived in the town. Rory has been the night watchman at the hospital for, well, now 38 years. He has seen a lot of change in those 38 years, and he didn't necessarily like change. However, one change Rory didn't mind was the fact that they put in a bank of high-tech security monitors, which he could survey the entire perimeter of the hospital at any given time. He appreciated this because after two hip replacements, he was not able to walk the perimeter quite as often anymore. He'd be darned if he was going to turn over his duties to someone else just yet. However, it was inevitable that that time would come, and probably fairly soon. Rory was getting a little perturbed this evening as the night went on. Someone in dark clothing and all bundled up so Rory could not tell who it was standing under the main entrance lamppost. The hospital had been seeing its share of folks in need asking for a handout, and by and large, most going to and from the hospital were not put off by this, and most were well inclined to help if they could. It was becoming chillier still, and big, wet, chunky snowflakes fell from the sky at an increased rate of speed as the hours rolled along. What was starting to perturb Rory just a little bit more was that the individual under the lamp would approach every single staff member that came and left the hospital. While Rory could see, not clearly, mind you, the exchanges, it did not appear as if the staff were becoming upset, although he could see that some would come away shaking their heads in confusion. And after each interaction with an individual, Rory could not really figure out what to make of the situation. Perhaps the individual was only asking for a dollar or 50 cents and not enough to upset anyone. He would wave to some of the staff returning to the hospital. Some, it had appeared, had hands full of hot drinks and snacks as they walked back in. Others had gone home for the evening and would not be back until morning. Rory knew the staff were tired when they leave the hospital. He knew as well when they came in to start work, they were very anxious, as this was the time of the pandemic and everyone was always on edge. Rory was also concerned for the health of the individual under the lamppost, for surely he must be cold and tired too. It was time for Rory to step in. He could not have the hospital staff bothered by this person any longer. Rory put his coat on, hat and gloves, made his way out to the hospital lobby and through the main entrance door. He would have to be firm but kind in asking for this person to stop approaching and bothering the hospital staff. As Rory stepped outside, the man approached him, and as he had done with the other staff, Rory was about to admonish him. However, before any words could cross Rory's lips, the man said, "My friend, thank you so much for all you do at the hospital for us. Here is a gift card for you and your family to enjoy a hot meal to be delivered to your home at your convenience. Again, thank you for all you do."